Lounge with Chow every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
And welcome Angachi into the studio. Angachi, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, this is annoying.
Angachi, yeah. All the way from County 001 from Mombasa. I've got your peeps in Mombasa letting me know that they're listening in this morning. Thank you so much. Karibu sana na karibu ni nyote.
I see you.
I've got, you were at Aladina Visram, because I've got your friend, I think Malenga 001.
Actually, he was my classmate.
He was your classmate?
Yeah,
he
was my classmate.
Oh, wow. So he's listening in and letting me know that he's listening in from, listening into the show and listening in from Mombasa as well. So, Angachi, we were talking about the Ballman anthem, and Mbwembwe, and you're saying that your dad loves the song.
Very, very much. In fact, I can tell you this. This time, me and my dad used to listen to songs at night.
You know? Yeah.
We were done eating supper, then he has that Bluetooth speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So this time I took the speaker and I connected with my phone. So I played that song, Mbwembwe, and you're like, okay. I like the song. Wait. Who sang this song?
So he really got into it.
He really got into that song.
That's like, so
it's
dope.
Bien sang this song. Like, who's Bien? You know South to Soul? Yes. But I don't like South to Soul. Yeah, but now we love Bien. So,
well, now they're going to love, he's going to have to love South to Soul because the music is absolutely great.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely great. Well, thank you so much. Well, shout out to your dad. He's got great, great taste. Let's start off with you, Angachi, and your story, which really is one that kind of just threw me and helped. Let's just start off with you. You were born,
mm-hmm,
with cataracts.
Yes, I was born with cataracts.
And then you got leukemia.
Yes, I got leukemia as well.
And you had to drop out of school,
mm-hmm,
for some time.
Yes.
In order to get better.
Yes.
Right? To work on, to focus on your health.
Yes.
And, you know, whenever I've had musicians, artists coming onto the show, it's all, these stories are so compelling.
Mm.
But I think I want to start off with, how did you turn this all of this into music? Because it's a lot of pain.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pain.
Well, it came a time. First of all, I have to admit, I didn't go this road alone.
Okay.
I had people behind my back. My brother, Daniel, Daniel is here for that. Nimekutumia shout out. Rebecca and my mom as well. She's the best woman I've ever met so far. And yeah, my dad also. So these guys were there for me. Since when I was born, cataracts happened. I was born with it.
You were born with cataracts.
Mm-hmm, I was born with cataracts. So we've been switching hospitals from Mombasa Hospital, Kwale District Hospital, and we went to Kikuyu Hospital. So the results were the same. They were removed, they grew back, they were removed, they grew back. So it came a point where the doctor or the ophthalmologist said, in this case, he has to wear spectacles. Now, before that, I was told I was supposed to learn how to read Braille.
Right.
Because my vision percentage is like 10%. That's how I can see. So I started wearing specs since I was in nursery school. So nursery school until today, I live with the specs. I can't do without them a day or two. Yeah, it will really mess me up. I learned the art of adaptation. Yeah, I would say everything would be okay. I'm a special child. I know that I'm a special child. You can see that I'm a special child. Out of all the siblings I have, I'm the only musician in the family. That's something too. That counts.
That's amazing. Yeah. How did you stumble into music, or how did you get into music?
Actually, I would say music, to me, it was a gift. It's a God-given gift. I never had a hard time singing or playing to begin with. I started singing at the when I was in primary school. I used to follow up these major artists like Chris Brown, Beyonce. I used to master their vocal techniques, the runs, the riffs, the belting. So it was, for me, it was more of a fun activity at that time. I didn't take it to the career level. I used to love to sing in front of people. I just call an audience like, hey guys, listen to me, I'm singing. Like, oh wow, you have a nice voice, you have a nice voice. The compliments kept growing and growing and growing until I was in high school, Form 1. I didn't take the music seriously because that's the time I was diagnosed with leukemia, so I had to leave school.
You left school in Form 1 because you were diagnosed with leukemia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. In Form 1. So fast forward, after I was cancer free, so I decided, okay, let me do something that I love the most. There are many options. There are lawyer, engineer, doctor, teacher. You know, let me do something that I myself will be comfortable and I myself will enjoy it. In as much as it is work, but I have to enjoy it. So I started taking music as a career now. I found new mentors, Victoria Fuller, Vicky, or one of the band members of Jukwa. She was there for me. She mentored me, put me in shape on how to sing properly, how to perform on stage. Then I came to Nairobi. I got a chance to study at Sauti Academy, Kenya, Africa. Well, I met other talented artists like, I would say, Okello Max was one of them. African Vic, this artist who are around in Nairobi, one I hit too.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I also got platforms to perform. Like, my biggest achievement so far was the East Africa Got Talent, where I did my thing and people loved my performance. So music to me is more of something that I enjoy to do.
Did it, you know, at your lowest moment, because they must have been there, we all have them, and you have had a lot of challenges. How did music help you overcome that? I think that's what I'm trying to get to understand, because you've had to live with you know, having cataracts and wearing glasses from when you were very young, and then in Form 1 you have to pull out of school, and then you found music again. So it seems that music was kind of saying, hey, you know what, Ngachi, I'm coming for you. I'm not going to let you go.
Yeah, okay. At that time when I was doing chemotherapy, I lost hope. Honestly, I lost hope. I thought that my life is over. There's nothing I am living for or who I'm living for. But music had that a way of just telling me, you know what, you should keep going. You know what? You don't know what happened with what will happen in the near future, but you have to keep going.
So it gave you hope?
Yeah, it gave me hope.
Wow.
It gave me faith as well.
Wow. And it healed.
And it healed. Music is a healer. I can tell you, music is a healer. For one example, I can say, when you're in stress, I know why people love jazz music or soul music. It soothes your soul. It puts you in a position to say, you know what, now I can think straight. I can think clearly. It oozes depression. So music did that to me.
Wow.
When I was like, I can say it was very terrible at that time. I won't say it's a deathbed, but on your bed, in a ward, we were 10 of us. We had the same leukemia. So none of them, they left. I'm the only one who survived.
You're the only survivor out of the 10 in the ward that you were in that had leukemia. Mm. And but music kept you going. The thought of music.
It kept me going. So,
wow.
To me, it was more, at that time, it was more of a therapy. Because I needed therapy. I know most of men don't go to therapy. I know. But to me, it was my own therapy. I could understand it more. When I sing or when I listen or when I play, I find peace.
Wow.
At that moment.
And that's very profound. And we can't wait to hear you perform just now. As a singer and a songwriter, I think you've kind of shared your musical journey with us. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 or 6 years, and as well as the state of the music and creative industry and your space in it?
Well, first I will say about my sound, my sound in the music industry is like, I'm more of a versatile artist, but I really major on R&B and pop music. But when I see myself in 10 years' time, I would want to reach the level of South Soul, because these guys have been here for the longest time that I know. These are the only musicians that I know that have been here for the longest time, and they're doing something good all through since they started. So when I look at South Soul, I say I will imagine, or I would love to be at the same level with these guys, or maybe even higher than them.
So you aspire to be there.
I aspire to be there.
Yeah.
In the next 5 years, that is the question that you ask.
Yeah. Well, 5 or 10 years, and I guess that answers us. And you know, I have to say, I've been saying this, that your story is one that is so compelling, but I cannot wait to hear your music, because you said it healed you. Yes. I think there's people listening right now who might be healed from your music.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think so.
You think so? You ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
All right, we're ready to listen to Ngachi. coming, he's performing for us for about the next 10 minutes or so, and he's going to share his music with us. I hope that you're still tuned, and if you are, thank you so much. You can get your shout outs and your messages in. I'll be reading those. Don't forget that if you do need someone to speak to, just speak up on bonga.or.ke. It's anonymous, it's absolutely safe, and you will get paired with someone, a professional, who will be able to give you the tools to be able to handle whatever situation you're going through. It's time for Ngachi on the Live Sessions.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
Oh, Father told me that we get what we deserve. Oh, we get what we deserve. And way down we go, 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 go. And way down we go, 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 go. And way down we go, 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 go. Way down we go. Oh, you let your feet run wild. Time is fly as we go down. Yeah, but for the folks who my, do you dare to look them right in the eyes? Yeah. Oh, 'cause they will run you down, down to the dark. Yeah, and they will run you down, down to you fall. And they will run you down, down to the dark. Yeah, until you can't crawl no more home. And way down we go, 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 go. And way down we go, 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 go. And way down we go, 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 go. Way down we go, 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 go. Ah. run way down. We go, 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 go. Way down we go home. We go.
The next song is called Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. I see trees are green, red roses too. I see them bloom before me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed days, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people walking by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They really say I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more that I'll never know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Wow. Now, my last song. It's called I Need You by Fireboy. You sweep past Mango, you sweep past Matalumo, no, no way I wanna go. Now only you fit heal me, baby, don't go. You say let's be friends, oh, let's take it gently, baby. Me, I know kepens, oh, I know kependi, baby. All I've got is love for you, for you, baby, jumbo. Baby, Lord, come for me, need you more. Cut on, so come, I need you more. Don't listen to them, we don't need rumors. I know you need me, but I need you more, my lover. Anytime you call me, baby, you know that it makes me lose control. I want to love you like I never loved before. You know I need you. You know I miss you. I can't do without you. You're like two sides of a coin. Oh, I know. We made love more than memories. But in my song, you're my melody. You
you can never do without me. I need you now more than ever, now more than ever. Baby, shombo, come I need you more. Nkoton, so come I need you more. Don't listen to them, we don't need rumors. I know you need me, but I need you more, my lover. Anytime you call me baby, you know that it makes me lose control. I want to love you like I never loved before, my lover, my lover, my lover. I will love you like I never loved before, my lover.
Thank you. That was so beautiful. You sing with so much soul. It's wow. You sing with so much soul. I thank you for healing us this morning.
Pleasure's all mine.
I mean, yeah, thank you for healing us, and thank you for bringing your gifts, you're sharing your gifts with us. Angachi. Angachi's a singer and songwriter from Mombasa. He's also a guitarist who has overcome such immense challenges and you have turned your pain into such beautiful, beautiful art. It is absolutely unbelievable how much you have touched us listening, and you touch everybody around you.
Wow.
Thank you for being such an incredible gift to us. I'm usually crying, and I was, but thank goodness there was nobody to record it, so you know it doesn't count.
I'm recording it.
doesn't count. Are you on, can we find your music anywhere? How do we get you? How do we follow you? How do we look forward to more music from you?
Okay. Instagram. I don't, let's get neutral this down.
Okay.
Instagram, Angachi_97. On Facebook, Angachi Omwitsa. YouTube, Angachi Omwitsa.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And will we have some music from you soon?
Yeah. I've released one song already.
Yes.
On Boomplay, it's called my first album. Bahaya is the song. You should go and check it out.
We will. We believe you. Oh yeah, look, you just healed everybody listening across the country and across the world right now. Thank you for being an incredible inspiration, and thank you for sharing with us the one thing that should remind us that no matter what it is we're going through, we can always make it through, and that music is absolutely great therapy.
Yeah, music is therapy.
It's therapy.
I know, it's therapy.
Yeah. Thank you for your vulnerability and sharing. Really appreciate you this morning.
I don't know how many times I'll say you're welcome, but you're welcome.
It's because it's true. So I'm going to ask you to stand but not leave, because the news has to be done.
Okay.
So Angela's going to help you out with that. And then I'm going to thank you so much. Of course, listening in from Mombasa, he has made you proud. He has made you absolutely proud. Very, very proud. From the city of Mombasa, 001 County, 001, you have a star in Angachi. Such a pleasure, such an honor having him on the show this morning. And please keep looking out for him. Check out for him everywhere that he is, as he just shared with us. I will have to leave and love you, and ask that I catch up with you on the socials. Of course, God bless you. Take really good care of yourself. Ciao.